Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, where we last left off. Galen was out exploring looking for food for the griffin. Now, we are going to go back and kind of retcon him. She never made it back.
She got eaten.
She spent all that time hiding, and then when she tried to get back, she didn't make it for some reason.
Like the walking dog.
That's a shame.
We're just going to have to rescue her.
It's just going to be up to the...
wrong character. That was Galen. I'm sorry.
It's now just going to be up to the sorcerer to do all the wilderness rolls and the druid.
Great. So now what? I'm going to have to tap.
Did I say Galen? I said Galen. It's Talon.
Talon.
Same thing.
I never remember names. So I don't.
Yes, Galen was her last character's name. Yes, it's Talon. Talon.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You didn't have a last character. How lovely is this fourth wall? I'm really ashamed if someone broke it. We should stop breaking it.
What?
The fourth wall is merely a suggestion. Okay, so Dawn comes out. Sister Solace memed her spells. I believe you did cleanse.
Yes.
Okay,
it has actually been surprisingly been coming in handy.
You guys realize that the ranger has not made it back. What are you going to do? Besides divvy up her share of the loot.
No.
She's not been that impressive yet.
She said that I get her locker.
Doesn't have a locker. We have to rescue her, clearly. We can't just leave our companion at arms lost somewhere in this wilderness with strange creatures who might eat her. That'd be terrible.
She got caught in one of her traps.
If there's orcs about or some other predator, she might be trying to hide. I don't know that I could find her.
Well, then we kill them all because they're bad. And that's all right to kill the bad people. And we create a swath towards her location so that she feels free to rejoin us.
Do we know where her location is?
No, that's your job. You're a druid. I just make beer.
She's going to need you to get all nature-y with it.
Be a bear.
She got caught in one of her traps.
Just remember, if she was eaten by animals, she would want it that way. She would want nature to take its course.
Out of character, if you turn into an animal, is it easier for you to track stuff?
Maybe. I haven't checked.
There are some animals that should have... Like wolves. Well, I don't know if they kept the ability of its scent.
Yeah, because if you're a wolf, you'd think you'd... At least, you'd give him something.
I can turn into a reef shark. Does that help?
There you go, yeah.
Should we put water on him? Is he okay?
Let's drag him to the river. Oh, it's fresh water. No!
We need a tank on wheels.
Sorcerer, learn that water bubble spell.
That's.
But do we have something of Galen's?
That's only for Warforged druids.
No.
I got advantage on wisdom rolls for keen smell.
There you go.
Yeah, do that. Shape of.
I gotta choose which.
Wonder Twin Powers.
I'm gonna be an ice cube.
I know, I always thought that was really weird. Okay?
Yeah, it was.
One got the really cool, can turn into any animal. And I can turn into anything, any form of water.
It's weird how specific that is. Because it's not like I can turn into any type of mammal. It's like I can turn into any animal.
Well, there are some weird states you can get into when it comes to...
Liquids.
Solids, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be an ice cube.
Category up to 8.
I'll be an icicle of death.
Okay, yeah. So Xander's turning.
So I'll.
Okay.
So you guys are coming down off your hiding spot. The griffin's been, you know, placated.
So do we see any starting cracks?
You do see her starting tracks where she jumped down and took off.
So I'll run
go
ahead and
give me a survival.
Jump into a bush. Start ripping my skin off. As I do, I will turn into a black bear.
I do have to find some kind of cool sound effect
like,
for that.
When
horrible.
You do that, when you slough off your skin and stuff, does it stay or does it like dissolve?
Yeah.
Does it disappear?
Or
do you leave like a gooey mess everywhere you go?
Yeah, I imagine it stays.
That's gross.
It stays, so they're tracking some serial killer they think that leaves these faces behind on the ground.
Face off!
This face is exactly the same as the last face we found. Oh,
whoa.
Shit. We have a doppelganger hunter.
There's some weird player who keeps skinning the same guy.
So you turned into a wolf.
So, and yeah.
Okay, so give me a survival roll as you go heading off with the group in chase.
And I get advantage.
Yep. And are you doing anything that embraces your... ideals there?
Well, I did
well,
have one from earlier.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Or do you need it?
I think
I know
should...
I had one from earlier. But no, none of my ideals are
saving her.
She
get a natural advantage for the fact that he knows her
scent
so well.
Yeah.
So, 16.
Okay, you are easily taking off. You are following her trail. You see, you know, the group's falling behind you, and in your animal senses, you're trying to communicate to them because it's kind of a pain in the ass. You're like doing the whole, come on, you know, how the dog should
I can run
attention.
Back if I need to.
And, you know, I'll give a chip to anyone who makes the last year reference.
I was just about to say, oh no, has Talon fell in the well, Lassie?
I promised it, so I must. Okay, so you get...
I
you
almost
get,
said Galen
you,
again. We have Galen on the brain.
Yes. Yeah. It happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys are heading out, and all of a sudden you get to a spot where you sense that danger happened here, because there's... blood from multiple sources. Give me a survival roll to translate what you're seeing when you're looking at all these tracks and things.
17.
Okay, with your wolf senses, you notice
bear.
That there's... Sorry, bear. You notice that it looks like Talon was injured by a small projectile, probably, because you don't see any, like, stepping feet that run towards her, and then a splatter of her blood, then a blood trail that spitters off towards the distance.
Well, that's
and
a bad sign.
After a while, you notice there's wolf-like footprints following her, but it's for biped, not quadrupeds. And then after a while, you see blood on their trail, so it looks like she fought back. And then all of a sudden, you see her blood trail going further, and then her blood trail just stops, and her tracks disappear.
Look around, do I see any... Cause... This is a lush area, right?
Well, it's drying grass area.
But do I see any, if any, of the grass has been beaten down?
Wing slabs?
You do see that the gnolls basically were poking around a lot. Or the bipedal wolf-like creatures.
Oh my god, I have a feeling that it's gnolls.
It does smell very hyena-ish, not wolfish.
Because I know what a hyena is.
Yes. So as you get there, you basically give me a roll at disadvantage because she did use her survival to hide her trail from them.
But did she hide her scent?
So since you have advantage and I'm giving you disadvantage, you're just rolling 1d20.
No, that's not bad.
Definitely did not find her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're basically going in circles chasing your stubby bear tail. Okay, so give me another roll. Because basically you guys are seeing this bear... Try rolling away from the paper. The paper is sabotaging you.
Yep,
there you go.
Right.
See, the paper was sabotaging you. So after a while, you guys are seeing this bear kind of hop around and move around in this grassy area, and you guys are getting kind of concerned because, you know, you're seeing what he's kind of
we see the
pantomiming blood. Is you're seeing fresh human, fresh half-elf blood, or is it elf blood? Flanking. She's an elf. Right?
She's a
half-elf.
She's a
half-elf.
No,
I doubt the blood is that different.
Just the bottom.
Elf to half elf, elven blood. And then other tracks, obvious tracks stomping down everywhere around. So it looks like they were looking for her. And after a while, all of a sudden, he just lifts his head up, kind of snaps in one direction, and then you head off to over where you see some old little hills that have been look like they've been dug up once upon a time. And then a little crevasse down there. Little niche, little area. Do you guys go chasing after the bear?
course.
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to let her come.
You look down, and the bear's checking out this dried bush that landed down in there that's been smashed down. And all of a sudden, you look around, and you realize she was hiding here because you can see this is where she bandaged her wound. Because there's bits of torn clothing, a few droplets of blood that just spurted out when she was binding the wound up. But all of a sudden, when you look around, you realize her tracks stop right there.
Do I see signs of a struggle?
I will say, you see, when you take a moment to step back and look, take the entire scene in at one shot, you notice that the grass is pushed down in a weird angle, as it looks like perhaps a large bird coming to snatch a rabbit off the ground. Ooh. Without stopping.
Ah. Oh. Like another griffin or possibly a...
It looks like it could be something with griffin-sized wingspan or bigger.
So, wow.
So you're assuming she may have been hiding there bandaging her wounds, shaking a tail, and something from the air just swooped it down and caught her.
So I'll roll my shoulders, my bearskin sloughing off.
Okay.
If you're looking for a ranger, I'd say the best bet is a griffin. The various... patted down as if wings.
Again? Really?
Yes. Griffins live here. They hunt.
Mm-hmm. It's Feathergate Spire. We're in that vicinity. I wonder if it was a wild griffin, like the ones that we came across, or whether it's a domesticated one.
How
like
close
the ones...
is the tower?
The tower's quite a ways away, but it's good walking distance to head towards. You get an ominous feeling when you look at the tower and see some things circling around it. One of the things doesn't quite look like a griffin, but looks like someone's flying a giant vulture.
Huh. Interesting.
And then as you look, you notice another rider comes out of one of the openings riding it looks like maybe a hippogriff.
They've got a variety of
things. You're noticing a diversity.
Good.
And then go ahead and give me a perception.
Perception?
Because off in the distance there is a noise.
I got a
I don't see that.
5.
18.
18? No, 7.
19.
Okay, the rest of you guys hear a weird noise off to the east. You two, which is funny because you two have the best natural skills too.
That's ironic.
You guys recognize that this weird roary sound that you're hearing echoing through the little valley is actually the roar of a manticore. Big, scary, winged lion, spiked, barbed, poison tail, you know.
They're cranky.
Is that the direction of the tower?
No, it's complete. Tower's north. This is like off in the distance. You hear basically a hunting cat in the air hunting something. Which, by the way, I'll give you both, since you have good nature skills, manticores hunt griffins.
Hmm.
Cat chasing
really?
A bird. It's kind of messed up. This cat's
half...
intelligent? Give me a nature roll.
Can I run a knowledge?
Well, it would be more of a nature thing.
17.
I think we're the only ones that know right now.
She was just thinking about manticores.
I will give
she
you.
Thinks about. Man, manticores
the book,
are awesome.
Since you have obviously used your lore skill, and you are a plethora of knowledge, if you'd like to share.
Gary.
Hmm.
Oh, no, thank you. We have cashews.
Oh. And yes, they're very big and scary.
Cashews?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, manticores.
For the rest of us.
Don't be afraid.
So, they're intelligent, but pretty dumb. Large creatures with spike tails, they use for ranged hunting.
Nothing worse than them staying in the air throwing poison barbs at you.
Yeah, which is, I imagine, part of how they take out
griffins.
They're pretty deadly combatants, however.
I'm thankful I have a shield.
It'd be really handy to have someone with a longbow and fight one of those.
Right.
Huh.
How unfortunate that our longbow person appears to be
missing.
Yes.
Well, it's definitely not hunting us, so if we don't want to get in a fight, I'd say
yes. Usually do.
They have been known to associate themselves with other, monstrous, typically evil races.
That
goblins, hill giants, that sort of thing.
That could have been the thing that
kidnapped her.
Don't think it's
possible. Okay, that's fine.
From what I saw, it looked more like talons. Okay. Manticores don't have talons.
They do have opposable thumbs.
Did it look like talons or like...
Yeah, birds swooping.
It looked like more like you didn't actually see what did it, because the way it was is basically the attacker swooped, grabbed, and took off without actually landing feet on ground.
All we know is it's winged.
Yes, it didn't actually stop in the ground. Well, you just saw wings.
Something
flips.
With those, I don't think, could grab that.
Something with those, though, could.
Sorry, I can't see the whole picture.
It's basically... Its legs are entirely lion for a manticore, whereas the griffin is lion back feet, bird front feet. Do you have a wet erase marker on you?
So either it is looking for us, and if we hide, we could get an ambush, or it's not, and if we hide, it goes away. I don't see the problem here.
Okay.
The only problem is that it might have talon, and so we should probably, like...
Well, if it has talon, talon's probably back at its nest.
Well, is it naturally evil creature?
Predators don't
us?
Generally carry around their prey with them.
It's like, as long as it's not attacking us, we don't necessarily
exactly.
have to protect it. Yeah. Put my meat. If it is not a sentient or...
Manticores are, yes.
It is sentient? It is.
Yes, but yes. They're dumb, but they're sentient.
It's listed
are
as
they
an
naturally evil?
Evil?
Predator.
Yes.
Ah, well...
You didn't read that part.
Sorry.
The monk was sitting there picking your brain on it.
Yeah.
So if it has her, it's not going to be carrying her around. We could follow it.
Or it could also be the winged mouse at Feathergate Spire. It could. The problem is it could
yes.
be either one.
It could be either one. But I'm saying if it is this, I'm right to say predators don't carry around their prey with them. It'll be at her nest.
It would take it to a feeding place and then...
As
crocodiles will carry their... prey to their nests.
Let it
live.
Ripen.
They tenderize it.
Yep.
Let it ripen.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't... So I, if it is this, we should follow it.
Well, it is a naturally evil creature, so then I would assume that, yes, perhaps we should go toward the manticore first. Otherwise, the feather gate spire is a valid alternative.
Well, we've got a couple of seconds to decide. Should we fight it or should we try to follow it?
This is just in the far distance.
Oh,
we're talking like
from your
This was a sound that you heard.
So
and you recognize
it's not near the spire.
It's not near the it's spires to the north. Manticore roar was from the east, but it was just to make you guys recognize what the sound was.
What I don't like is that if we choose wrong, we're on the opposite side of the river.
But the valleys aren't that big.
But if there's their sign does not determine which type of aerial creature that we're dealing with. I will pray.
You will pray?
I will pray on the matter.
You know, Sister Solace, you might not be up for it, but talking the manticore into whittling down Feathergate Spire might actually be beneficial for us.
That's right.
It's pretty dumb, but we can probably convince it to our cause.
Exactly.
As long as we can throw in enough carnage for it.
Okay,
so... I'm going to roll nature. Which do I think... Because griffins hunt people.
Mm-hmm.
Manticores hunt griffins. Is it likely that it would hunt a person?
The manticore?
Yes.
Yeah, manticore would go after a person if it was convenient.
If it was convenient.
Yeah. Basically be like, would a lion eat, you know, a small mouse? Yeah, if it's convenient, sure. So while you guys are doing your investigation, poking around, and contemplating out here in this spot, what do you guys all look like? To a casual observer, what do you all look like?
Sister Solace has red skin, black horns, gold eyes, and she's wearing yellow robes.
Over your chainmail?
Scale mail over the yellow robes.
Okay. With your shield?
Shield.
And your holy symbol?
Yeah.
Okay. Your toque?
And I'm very tall.
Brianna O'Toole is very much an Irish Colleen. She's got like dark black hair, curly, you know, kind of windswept all the time because she's out and about with her adventurer friends. Rosy cheeked, always looks very happy and good-natured, a little, you know, pleasantly plump, and, so, you know, usually monks would wear robes, but she has her own interpretation of robes. They're a little bit more fashion-forward than the average robe. And, of course, she's got a tankard on her hip and a ladle in her hand, ready for, you know,
brain and a jug.
And a jug.
Yeah, now we'll get the jug.
And what color?
A jug of many corks.
Many colors of earthy tones. Oh. Yes.
Okay. So, Chris?
A red-tinged, mercurial-scaled dragonborn, standing tall-ish above the party, although probably not.
I'm 6'2".
Yeah. So...
not counting the horns.
Lightly dressed, not in any sort of armor. Layer on the back, the sign on the back. he also has the crossbow at his hip and a box for the staff. Looks like he's been around the terrain a few times.
Okay.
Travel worn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cassandros is a very strange sight indeed. Almost all his clothing is extremely baggy sailor's clothing to allow easy movement, and yet also mixed with some parts leather and also even some animal skins, though the majority of it is the baggy clothing. He has a scimitar to one side and a walking stick on his back.
Any armor?
I shall check. Because that would be a good thing.
He sounds very rakish.
Yes, almost like a swashbucklery.
No. Okay. So, Lackhand.
He is normal-sized, not particularly gigantic. Looks more like a thug, so he has a broken nose. He's missing a couple fingers on his left hand. His arms are all scarred up. He is not wearing armor, even though he does have a shield. So, he looks more like a city thug than anything
else. I just realized I described myself as the Dragonborn Bard.
You are the Dragonborn Bard.
Oh, sorry. He's also attached to some of the baggy sailor clothing is leather armor, as I said. And a parrot. What? And a parrot, yeah.
And a parrot?
No.
All this time we've played a parrot. I mean,
it's dead.
It's like V's familiar.
It's
in order of the stick.
It's
Norwegian
blue.
It's an
I didn't
X
know. I had a familiar
Okay, so I was just wondering from a casual observer's point of view what they saw, so I know who gets the arrow.
Yeah, who would they target?
Uh-oh, I'm in the bright yellow.
So the priest in the impressive scale mail with the shield and the obvious badassery.
This is great. They don't know what's coming.
Wait. Wouldn't an arrow go to an obvious mage?
Obvious
or an
mage.
Obvious druid? Oh, not obvious.
I'm like, how do you get the obvious mage part?
Robes.
No, I'm in light clothing.
He's not in sorcerer's robes. She's in monk's attire. Just nice monk's attire.
Oh, nice.
Fashion forward.
Oh, okay. That
and then we
everything.
Have the lady with horns and glowing eyes. And
yeah, no, now
armor.
As I think about it, you should shoot the things with horns.
Yeah.
No, we all should, really.
I'm going to make a dangerous sense and put myself in front of her.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's my ability, and that is also because I'm least bound to her.
Yep.
Myself a ship.
Okay, do I have to do the attack roll first?
We still have to find out why.
Yeah, you have to do the attack
okay.
roll.
I'm still intrigued.
Arrow is flying out there with a very impressive 21.
It would hit her, so I'm going to roll.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely hit me.
I get advantage. 15, yes, so I can do it. I'm
okay.
In front of her. And how much damage do I take?
Yoink.
Stealing your DA.
Hey.
Ooh, and roll good for me.
Oh,
8 points of
dice.
Piercing damage as all of a sudden arrow comes
okay.
flying out
of
the grass. And the barbarian just dives in front of you with the arrow sticking into his flesh and blood spurting against your shining armor.
So where's the barbarian now?
In front of
you. Did he see where it came from?
That was my favorite arrow catching.
You see a knoll pop up.
I'll be here
very
all week.
Large knoll.
Oh, no.
A gnarly knoll.
A gnarly, gnarly knoll.
Those are humanoids right here.
And then you hear some cackling from the grass behind him.
Uh-oh.
like, well, I know exactly what my first action is going to be.
Okay.
So how about initiative. Roll initiative?
Yeah. Ooh, natural 20! I wasted it on initiative.
That's not waste.
Natural 22. So ooh. I go, 23 is my initiative.
One time I get a good roll and everyone's like, oh, well, natural 20.
Well, he goes before me because I have no initiative bonus.
So 23 for Lacan, 20 for Sister Solace. What does Cassandra's have?
7 or 18, because plus
18.
1.
18. Otook?
13.
And Kriv?
7. I'm apparently like, what the...
What is going on?
No, yeah. We're just very engrossed in talking about manticores.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's a very important conversation when you're about to deal with manticores.
Indeed.
Okay, so Lacand.
Okay, I'm gonna activate my rage. I'm going to move my normal move towards him. So that is 30.
30.
And then javelin him in the face.
Oh! As your veins start bulging when you start raging out. Who knew one little arrow?
I'm going to say it's more cold calculating, which I'm less bulging.
Oh, it's the eyes getting all bloodshot and crazy. 6.
Terrible roll. I should roll the hit first.
That would probably help.
Yeah.
With a damage roll of 1, you should probably roll a d20.
No, I mean, either way, I just don't need to roll the hit. It doesn't matter. Okay, ooh. So I missed. So.
The arrow just happened to hit you just right, so that it throws off your spear chuck.
Javelin misses.
And the javelin goes flying off into the grass.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so, Sister Solace, what are you going to do?
Okay, I am going to... these are 5?
Yep.
30.
Your brave cleric rushing into this, the barbarian side.
Yeah. Let's go there. Is he the only one we see?
Ow. Yeah. Yes. You funny boned yourself very well. Oh, sorry. He's the only one you see at the moment. Because he's the one who shot you with his longbow.
I know. See, I'm like, should I just go for burning hands? But
and for a moment there, when you realize that there's a longbow in his hand, you think, is that your friend's bow? Is that your friend's bow?
Cool. Okay, no, I'm going to do, I'll just do Sacred Flame right now in case there's another one hidden.
Okay.
They have to dexterity.
Dex save?
Dex save.
13? What's your DC?
12.
Okay, he makes it.
Damn it!
He kind of like does this little half step as this your divine power comes bathing down on him. Okay.
If I could have gotten closer, I would have.
Cassandros, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try. Okay, so I see him.
You see him?
Yeah.
How far away is he? I don't know. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 35, 40. So, I'm going to try something new.
You're going to try.
I'm going to run for it, as I always do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but, well, this is just a descriptor.
Okay.
I'm not actually.
Okay.
Of course, as always, I'm going to sink my hand into my flesh, rip out huge goblets. As a direwolf burst forth.
Ooh. And the direwolf comes bouncing
out. That's cool. Everybody likes the direwolf.
Yeah. And I'm going to run up and attack. And
hopefully not the gnoll.
Direwolf.
See, I need you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got a wolf mini to replace
so
you there.
Speed of 50. I can definitely make it.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 40, 45. You have speed of 50. You can move one more square. Would you like to move?
Is it,
yeah.
Are you medium still?
Nope, large.
That's the wolf.
Yeah, he's large.
So unfortunately, that wolf hasn't been trimmed yet.
It's going to look really dumb if I miss this, so I'm spending
You're taking up all 4 of those squares.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going with advantage.
I'm going to
have
to
use that advantage for your size there.
Yeah. Bite. Natural 20.
That will naturally hit.
25.
Okay.
So
extra damage.
Do I have to roll the crit? Or...
No. It's 5th edition. You roll a 20,
Oh, so it does double damage, right?
Yep.
So if I have 2d6, it's 4d6?
Yep.
It's canine on canine.
I need 3d6s.
That's so hot.
You know, it's just so wrong.
Oh, and if he has a DC...
If he'll have to.
If the target is a creature, it must succeed on a DC 13 strength check or be knocked prone.
Okay, because you're biting and pulling him down.
Yep.
Because you're a wolf, and that's what wolves are awesome at doing, is dropping everybody to their knees to get combat advantage on them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Nice.
So 25 damage.
Jesus.
2d6 plus 3 double.
Monkeys.
Jesus. Dead he just nabbit. Goes up there and snaps and peels back the thigh of this guy. And we'll see if he stays on his feet. What's the DC?
13.
Dex?
No, strength.
Strength? No, he does not make it. And you just fillet his thigh and he is on the ground.
You're chewing on the bone.
That's just not nice.
Wow.
Okay, Otuk. You nice. Just witnessed some horrible, horrible, gratuitous violence that children shouldn't be listening to.
That's why this podcast is for grown-ups.
Constantly bumping up the maturity rating.
Yep. Right, well, we're PG-13.
Oh, no, we're labeled explicit.
No, we're not.
we're explicit. How exciting. I have jugs.
Wait.
Lovely lady jugs.
How, after all the bartender scenes, did you think this was PG-13?
Yeah. Have you watched American media?
We've managed to hold it to only one puck per episode, so we can keep PG-13.
Yeah, that's but right. If there's a cigarette anywhere, it's automatically rated R.
So, and we haven't smoked at all.
Mm-hmm.
No, we've been smoke-free.
I've smoked quite a few people.
Actually, yes, he has.
I do believe there was that old man in the crypt.
Yes.
That was setting them on fire. There were no carcinogens. He didn't imbibe the carcinogens.
On screen.
Oh, he didn't inhale.
But now, this Gnoll is still alive?
This Gnoll is still alive. But,
oh, I did, phone, I did 20.
But he's grievously wounded.
I did 25 damage. And
nice.
Wow.
Well, I can rush up.
Okay, what's your speed?
All his friends 35. Were in the bushes, weren't they?
She's fast.
Maybe I should be going by fives instead of ones.
Yeah, maybe. 20,
25,
30, 35. Right. And I'm really an up-close-and-personal ladle user.
So, dashing to get up close to him?
Right.
Yeah, throw the ladle.
Can't. Because I can get perhaps into flank position.
Okay.
All right.
Definitely.
All right, there. That's what I'll do. I'll be assisting my dire wolf friend.
Who did amazingly on his own. So
right.
You better impress us on
no matter how sword. Effective, I'm still human.
How many times can you change a day?
Two. And they come back after a rest.
Okay, rest? So.
Short or long. Oh my god, mine take a long rest. You're super.
Okay, so it is his turn. And
or maybe it is just long.
What do you do when you're on the ground and, you know...
You're going to get up?
You try to get up.
You might, get knocked you down, surrender. But you get up again. Saying nothing's going to
I think he's
going to
surrender.
Because
he took a lot of damage.
Yeah, we could tell him to surrender.
A normal person would surrender.
But he's a gnoll.
I know,
he's not
I don't
a
know
normal
what he's
person.
You regain expended uses when you finish a short or long rest.
Oh my god, what a power.
Yeah, it's Though the druid is very OP.
Technically, if you're not moon...
Yeah, you don't get that ability.
No, you get the ability... But you should be 8th. You have to be 8th level until you turn into what I can turn into.
Yeah. He merely is one of those weird moon worshipers.
I'm the specialty that gets no spells.
He lacks his druidiness to get
but
his shapeshiftiness.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's pretty powerful.
All right. So it is the Gnoll Lord's turn. And he's, you know, he's not going to accept this.
Did you say Gnoll Lord?
Gnoll Lord. I did.
Oh,
you see the guy on the ground?
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's fricassee him and have some fun.
I'd say he surrenders. Because 25
and
on ground.
He's going to call in reinforcements.
So, he's definitely barking out some orders right now.
And some other things.
And screaming for his mother. So, he's going to reach back and grab his glaive. And drop the longbow, which, by the way, as the longbow drops past you in your animal form, you catch a familiar whiff of scent off
it's
this longbow.
It's Talon's bow!
I get her locker. Wait, does that mean we get all A's this semester?
Yeah.
So he's going to swing on you with his glaive.
Does he get a bonus because he's on, or a minus because he's on the ground?
Technically no for being prone.
Hmm. Not even a disadvantage, huh?
Nope, technically not.
That's weird.
Then why? Okay.
Because being prone gives you advantage on attacks.
Think about it. Yeah, think about it. He's on one knee. Can you still swing a sword on one knee?
Yeah, okay, so yeah. it doesn't give him much.
Basically, his defense sucks. He can still fight.
Yeah.
So he swings at you with the glaive for a 16. Will that hit?
I should probably keep that page open.
You should probably keep that page open.
That would be a smart thing to do.
That would be a very good thing to do.
But not the druid thing.
The druid thing would be to let nature take its course.
Armor class 14.
14? So I hit you. And I hit you.
Oh, no, no. Hit me.
For 7 points of damage.
Now I'm only at 30.
But then on the backswing,
oh, no.
His glaive is swinging after you again. Only this time his swing sucks and only gets a 10.
Well, that's not going
which
to hit me.
Misses you.
He was off balance.
One way or another, he missed me.
Well, he didn't miss you. You have this huge previous cut across you.
He missed me.
Okay. And then we're going to be rolling over to Crib there.
Not speaking Gnoll. I have no idea what this guy is saying.
I don't think any of us speak Gnoll.
No bones about it.
That will freak out no languages.
Jasmine was waiting for me to say some bad null joke.
Yep.
I guess that makes it all now null and void.
No, I have no knowledge of.
The wolf kills all of you.
Oh, oh,
you so I'm going to come out here.
Okay.
I'm going to be watching the grass for the next one to pop up.
Okay. So you're.
That's all my actions, though, so.
Okay.
I don't know any. Actually. Can I ready?
If you. Did you use both your actions?
Not if I use Expeditious Retreat.
Okay.
I'm sad that it.
And so I'll ready to zap the first one that pops up. That
okay.
is not the Lord. That's obviously being taken care of by the bear, or the dire wolf.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as you expeditiously retreated through the grass, you basically ran right through where they were laying low into the grass.
I figured that would be the case.
So the first one's going to take its attack of opportunity.
Oh, okay.
Well, you are rash.
Yes.
Yes, well, you will get you will get your readied action, but they get the attack of opportunities first.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I'm.
Yeah.
Going up into the heart of what I know is going to be dangerous.
Yeah. What do you?
He gets a.
Because I'm reckless.
Yeah. Inspiration. Sorry, I thought you were gesturing to something else. Okay. So first for this guy, he's going to jab you with his pokey spear.
Or I could have chosen a frog.
And well, a 9 hits you.
No.
Okay, we're getting rid of this dice because it's failing. We're going to recharge this one. Second one. That didn't roll as well either. 12.
That will not.
That was a really bad round of attacks of opportunity. So which one are you going to use your ready to action on?
Does either of them look particularly easier than the other?
No, they still look like the same mangy type of curs that they are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just like
this guy. Well, I guess not. And so the one behind me over here.
Nope, this
that
one.
You're going to give him a hug.
A big dragony hug.
Yay, dragony huggedness.
Ah, thank you. I needed a bit of a manicure. Now, on to business.
Wolf hugging. That's my business.
Well, damn. The rest are probably not going to hit. One's a 9. However, will a 16 hit?
16 will hit.
Okay.
As you start doing Sith lightning?
Nope.
What spell are you casting?
It's Scorching Ray for 9 damage.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, your ray goes out and you just smell burnt, mangy hair. Just waft at you with the scent of carrion falling behind it.
Oh, sorry, I seem to be missing with my ray here.
We should try and keep one of these alive so we can question them regarding Talon.
Indeed.
That's a good plan. That's a plan.
Though we don't speak their language.
No, but perhaps they speak common.
It's true, they could. So another gnoll pops out, and this one has a bow in hand.
Can you shoot at the wolf?
He's going to definitely shoot at the wolf. the big giant wolf that just, you know, attacked the big his boss. Wolf. And, you know, his boss just said, kill the wolf! Kill the wolf! Wow. Six. My dice have turned against me.
Uh-oh.
Will a mighty 9 points hit the wolf?
9 points?
No.
I mean, 9 to strike.
No.
Okay.
9 points at the wolf. Shot. I don't even know what points are, maybe.
This one is going to step right here to get combat advantage on the scary guy who's shooting fireballs, because that shit's getting scary.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna try to give you a second belly button.
Uh-oh.
Will a 15 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. And he's using it two-handed. Can I borrow a d8?
Wait, give me anything.
He doesn't have one.
I borrowed your D8 and it rolled really well, thank you.
It loves
10 points of damage as he is apparently giving you your first belly button.
Give him this red one.
Oh, she's giving me a cursed red die.
I cursed you.
Just roll it, see what happens.
Okay. And now his compatriot behind you, spurred by your blood and the sounds of your belly buttonness, is going to go and do the same.
What sound does a belly button make?
He's... Jesus Christ! Natural 20.
Mm-hmm.
No.
There's a place in hell for you.
Was the cursed dice better?
No, that was his.
Yeah, I mean, the red one did less damage.
It did. So okay. 10 points of damage for that one.
Oh, Lordy.
So your cursed dice did give me a lower number with a natural 20.
Yeah, that's so.
As funny. Literally you guys see Shishka cribbed. And we are back to the top of the order.
That's the name of my new album.
Okay, so I'm going to activate Frenzy.
Okay.
So
that's exciting.
You just walk up and stab this guy. Pale.
Okay, so first I'm going to attack him.
Okay, so you're
going to... So I got flanking.
Well, actually, you can go around here and get flanking.
I'll do that.
Okay. So you get advantage. It's nice having a member of the team that's large, so two people can flank.
18, 19.
That'll hit.
Okay, and then there's 1 point of damage, isn't so good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 points of damage. How's he look?
He is definitely hurting, but he is still.
Bonus.
You know,
I'll use my bonus attack then.
Okay.
You get a bonus action every turn, and I will hit him again.
Damn.
18, I'll sure hit with a plus 5, and then 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 points of damage.
10 points? Damn, he is not looking good. His Lackhand just rips his back wide open with a nice X of sword slashes.
You roll like a 3 and you get 10 damage.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Because he's a barbarian. He's badass.
I'm going to pass out after this, though.
And he's in a frenzy right now.
So, Sister Solis.
You could heal
the wolf or him.
I am
almost dead.
Yeah, nearly passed out.
So definitely healed
him.
And how much damage have you taken?
I took 7. I have 30 left.
And how much have you taken?
Because Crib has 2 spears that went through him and came out.
Okay, well then, I'm not going to do the big heal for the group. I'm going to do the cure wounds.
I'm resistant for the next.
So,
how many rounds are there in a minute? Six,
yeah.
Okay. How many rounds are there in an hour?
Well, then take
330
6.
So you get 9 points of 9 points of anti-damage.
Anti-damage. We're keeping the anti-damage
rolling. Yeah, we're keeping the anti-damage, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So one of your spear holes puckers shut and heals.
Yeah.
Mostly.
So. I use the word pucker.
Mostly.
So he only has 2 belly buttons.
He now doesn't have one in his kidney.
The normal amount, right? Right, guys?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally normal.
Okay.
Is that all your actions? Or?
Hold on. Actually, hold on. I think the other one is a bonus action.
Only advantage
check.
Stacked. I get like 3 advantages right now.
Yes, it's a bonus action, so I'm going to cast it on Kriv since he's the he's got technically 3 or 2 around him.
Okay.
And it's going to give him a +2 to his AC for the duration.
So you now have this glowing protection of Paylor. Your scales are glistening.
Mm-hmm. More so than usual. Nice.
Okay. So you going to do any movements? Are you good where you are?
No, actually, I'm going to get up so I can hit him.
Which one?
That guy.
This guy?
Yeah, the one that's attacking Crib. Because the guy on the ground.
Oh no, the Congo line. The Congo line of flanking.
So now he's flanked. So if Crib attacks it, or, you know.
Crib will get advantage, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so now the Sister Solace is gone. Cassandra's.
I just want everyone to know, if advantage is stacked, I've gotten three right now. Pack tactics, flanking, and he's...
Whoa.
Yep. Pack tactics is nice for the canines.
You're also the size of, like, a small... Like a
I am large.
Minivan. They're big.
Yeah. No problem with that. Okay.
We don't put the null does.
20. Unnatural 23.
That'll hit.
Unnatural.
It's just unnatural.
It is unnatural. That's how good it is.
He's rolling a d30 for his attacks. It's a natural 23.
So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points of damage.
Ouch.
And I don't think he can be knocked more prone.
And as you have him prone, you just reach out, clamp your jaw on his throat, and his throat explodes. Just a gout of blood all over your face as you just rip out his larynx. And it just flops to the ground as the null just barks out this horrible sound. It's this raspy hyena-y laugh as it just bleeds everywhere all over you. This white chip is stained red with blood.
And then...
Oh, good.
So my movement.
And now the white chip is...
Oh, whoa!
Blah! Wow. Covered in blood.
For my movement, I'll devour it.
No. You're gonna... You can do that. I'll give that to you. It's your actions. You're eating the guts and the good parts.
Talk about inspiring fear in the
null,
if
there's
man.
Any parts of a null that's really good... Because I think you think they smell bad on the outside.
For a wolf, it smells good. How delicious is blood? Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a wolf.
Okay. So you've got him finished off. And it is Otook's turn.
Right then. So there are two of the vile creatures.
These two here.
Flanking.
And then this one with a bow.
Right. Oh, with a bow.
With a bow.
Right. Does
you
he
can
look...
reach him.
Does he look like he's a little less virile than his fellows?
He looks like he's got the crap scared out of him, because you're seeing the whites of his eyes after the wolf just killed his pack leader.
Right. Well, I'm going to run up to him and not get between him and his friends and smack him firmly upside the head.
She's going to ladle him.
Yeah, right. And I just would really like to actually hit him.
Just he's going to lay into him with the ladle.
Oh,
she's going to ladle some pain out to him.
Nothing.
Will a 14 hit?
A 14 will not actually hit. His hide armor, just as you ran, you must have stumbled on some of the
blood.
Loose dirt.
The blood.
Lots of blood.
And just so you know, the wolf's doing that weird thing where like they throw the meat in the air and then catch it.
No,
when they play with their food.
Nice.
And on your footwear, just a little of the blood caught there. And you know how dirt clots
right.
the blood real
I
quick?
Oh, yeah, right.
It's coagulated or
something. It's a mess.
Don't worry,
to get
I learned the cleaning
out.
Spell, the
oh,
cleanse spell.
That's good. Very
she's really good
blood
at doing the laundry
of,
now.
Leather
on the dishes.
Okay. So just as you swing and you miss it with the ladle, it just glances off its armor. That's actually a good place to wrap it up.
Being alive, so we can ask.
If this is the episode that comes before,
because after all, it's the Null Lord's turn. Hey guys, Jim here. Just wanted to give you a heads up. A new item we saw on Kickstarter that we're backing up and we're like really enjoying from what we've heard so far is Age of Legends. It's a new game expansion for the 6D6 system. If you haven't heard about it, check out their website. They've actually got free downloads of the gaming rules so you can see what the game is like before you play it. And I'll go ahead and include a link to the YouTube site where it shows you exactly how to play through the game. Here you go, guys. This is their Kickstarter.
Once more, the gods are choosing champions. Since the time of Homer, the Olympians have forsworn meddling in the affairs of mortals. Even a century ago, in Greece's darkest hour, when 300 mortals stood defiant against the Persian god-king Xerxes, the Olympic gods remained aloof in their mountain home. Yet, in every polis, the Olympian gods are selecting mortals to be their champions. Each god has their own preferences. Zeus picks the strongest and most courageous. The vigilant Hecate favors those who seek to protect others. While Ares chooses warriors who seek glory in the chaos and destruction of war. The mortals come from all walks of life. Anyone can be a champion, but why do the gods need heroes? There are omens everywhere, and the oracles spout doom-laden riddles. Mighty Sparta has been humbled by the slaves it once ruled. And in democratic Athens, thinkers question the very nature of the universe. Beyond its borders, other forces threaten Greece. Rome rules the Italian peninsula. To the west, Carthage dominates the seas. And in east, the immense Persian Empire is overwhelming Greek colonies. But there is something else wrong, a peril beyond the mortal world. The Olympians themselves are in danger. The bonds holding the Titans prisoner in Tartarus are weakening. Agents are being recruited to the Titans' cause. Only with mortal champions of their own can the Olympians prevent a new Titanomachy. But Olympian politics is a maze of petty rivalries and ancient grudges, any of which may spell disaster for an unwary hero. The gods are short-tempered and narcissistic, vicious and uncaring, even towards their own champions. The mortal concerns of the polis are no less dangerous than the legendary monsters who walk the world. Despite the almost certainty of death, all true Greeks wish to be champions, heroes whose epic adventures will be retold through history. Age of Legends by James Foster and Mark Foster, a complete setting for the 6D6 RPG. Back our Kickstarter now and begin making legends.
Hey guys, you heard him. So go ahead and check out Age of Legends on Kickstarter. Their Kickstarter will end December 5th. It has already made its goal, so it will succeed. Check it out. There's still about 2 weeks worth of time to look at it and check it in. And if nothing else, the PDF is really reasonably priced, and that way you don't have to pay any shipping charges. All right, guys. Like always, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
It's Tuscon. There's a burlesque show. You know you want to come.
Is it Saturday?
Yes.
I'm open, so yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening to our plans.
Yeah. Halloween. Hope you guys have a great Halloween, too. We'll be at Tuscon.
Yes, Tuscom 42.
Recovering from the night before drinking and tea?
Yeah, there will be the tipsy tea duel the night before at Tuscom.
You can't see, but there were air marks around tea.
Yeah, tea.
No, there is tea.
Yeah, it's actually tea. There's just alcohol added to the tea.
There's lots of tea and also lots of alcohol.
And there will be a bottle of absinthe brought in.
There's lots of both. The ratio of tea to alcohol will be individual.
Remember, if you drink, have someone designated to fly your airship.
Yes.
Right.
That's what the beauty is. If you go to Tuscon, you get one of the hotel rooms. You can enjoy happy hour. You can enjoy the panels. You can enjoy the alcohol. Safety, yeah. And you can stagger right back to your room and sleep.
Right. And if you, for some reason...
Or someone else's room.
Stagger away from my couch, then we may...
We just pile up.
Torment you, but you're welcome to collapse on the couch.
If you can't find your room, go to someone random's room. I'm sure you'll make friends.
I already told, the friend we invited that I'm getting a third room key and I'm just giving it to her in case she needs to just retreat.
Perfect.
Well.
Because we're a fun bunch, right?
Well, yes, we are.
We just puppy pile up.
At Tuscom. We're friends.
Speaking about puppies.
Puppy? Did you get a puppy?
No. I was segueing to how fun it is to be a dire wolf.
Oh, the dire wolf is like.
You are the puppy.
I am the puppy.
Mm-hmm. Covered in blood gore.
Well, my fur is matted right now with blood.
I thought there were more people in the bushes. There were just two.
There may have been.
Well, there's three.
Well,
yeah.
I'm tempted to bring my son.
Well, unfortunately, the party is very keen on melee year. Tactics.
Mm-hmm.
So my next move is going to have to change.
If only advantage stacked.
Okay, whose turn is it now?
I've got like 40 advantages.
We were just having a little like... Yeah.